Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grab Podcast and this is episode 117 titled Late Spring Update. And today's date is the 22nd of May 2017. Coming up today, I have a bit on the diary as usual. Then I just want to chat a little on how this year is progressing on both the plots and how going forward my plans will progress a little. I just think from time to time it's good to try and assess what's working, what's not, what's going on and what I need to do and get a good plan together. And I think that will end up growing better food. But before that, firstly, I just want to make a little mention. I was informed today that I join a certain someone on their plot who listens to this podcast while I'm working on the plot. As I know a few of you do, but Muddy Boots, I hope you're working hard, mate. For everyone else, I've mentioned Muddy Boots before. He's one of my favourite YouTubers, and he actually mentioned that he listens to the show. So I've mentioned him before, but if you haven't checked him out, go ahead and check him out on YouTube. It's well worth a good watch. One day I'll try and get him on the show if he's interested and have a really good chat with him on an interview. But anyone who listens to the show, if you're on YouTube or have a blog or anything, get in touch and I'll check your stuff out and mention you as well if it's worthwhile. So let's get on with the latest on the plots. Well, during this week, I've spent a lot of while potting on some of my seedlings and getting them hardened off. The whole process, they're virtually ready to go out. The rain last week has helped quite a lot and it was very, very welcome. It's filled my water butts up nicely. And then I've moved water into other butts to try and maximise my storage, as well as filling into buckets and things. However, it is nice to have a little sunshine again, because we need that. As much as I like the rain, we need the sunshine as well. Saturday, I went down the allotment and started off with just the usual strim, running around the strimmer. I then planted out a lot of leeks, not all of them, because I got a bit fed up, if I'm honest. But I planted a lot of leeks out. Now, my leeks this year have been really poor. They're quite thin and not really done as well as usual. But I've planted some of them out. I've got a few more to do. We'll keep an eye on how they get on. But when I planted them out, what I basically did is took my dibber, stuck holes in the ground, then took each individual leek and popped them into the hole. I then, once they're all planted out, took my watering can and filled each hull up with water. This is basically called paddling in. And I've seen many people do it for growing and grows pretty good leeks. So I've followed it and it proves better. What it also gets is that white blanched stem that people like on. I then also planted out a couple of courgettes. A few cucumbers, cucumelon and aubergines. Not a huge amount, just seeing how they got on. They're ready to go out. They were hardened off. So I ran them down there and planted them in straight into the ground. Gave them a good watering in. And off we go. Checked on them today and they're all doing okay. I've also planted out Aurora peas. Now, this is a variety recommended to me by Bill, who watches on the YouTube. I don't know if he listens to the podcasts, but he's actually from my allotment site. But he recommended a variety called Roofless. So I sowed those a few weeks ago, and they've grown really well. So I got them hardened off, and now I've planted them out. And I'm really excited to see how they get on. And see how the peas turn out. After that, spent a while doing the weeding, watering and tidying, the usual stuff. At the moment, time's not on my side. I'm really struggling to find the time and the weeds seem to be getting worse and worse. After that, spent the afternoon at home, and I've put more pots, bottomless pots, into the ground. That meant I had to take the chicken extension down, which they're not too happy about, but it means I have to let them out a lot more, which I can do now. So that has now got basically the veg patch ready to go. On Sunday, I was out for the day. I took the wife out for a birthday, and I couldn't really say no, so I took her out. But my mother was selling some stuff down the car boot, so I popped down there and gave her 4 tomato plants and 2 coupons to sell, just to see how they get on. Only wanted 50p each, nothing huge. But all the tomato plants sold, so that's good in my book. I'm actually going to be selling more down there this weekend. I'm doing a car boot myself. This is at Roundstone car boot in between Worthing and Littlehampton, if anybody's interested. Purely selling these, as I had so many seeds that were going out of date this year, and I hate to waste anything. So I've sown all the seeds that were going out of date, or as many as I could anyway. And whatever's left, I mean, I'll give some away if anybody wants any. Get in touch, you know, if you can get them, that is. But the rest, I'll sell them on and give a bit of a donation to charity. But I'm also hoping to invest a few things into the Veg Grower podcast with it. But anyway, that's that. That's the diary wrapped up and what I've been doing. So let's now chat about how I feel this year is going and how it's going to be going forward. Now, at home, my seedlings and my little plants have really taken over. They're on every single garden table I have, on chairs. They're everywhere outside. They are slowly going out into the ground, and I think I've pretty much covered everything I need. A couple of seeds I do need to sow is like the cannellini beans and some other beans, but most of my seeds have been sown. The only things that I could do with sowing a few more of, and I'm planning on keep sowing throughout the year anyway, but these are the salad-y crops and the quick salad crops such as radishes, which I tend to struggle with anyway, but lettuce and things like that. I've got a few of them grown and they're ready and we're eating them, especially the lettuce. But I haven't actually sown any more because I've been swamped for space and stuff with all the seedlings. That's something that kind of needs to be done, especially if I want to keep eating lettuce and salads throughout the year. In the greenhouse, things are growing well in there. The watering system I kind of made up has worked pretty well, although it is getting a little low on water now. And I did lose a few plants to slugs. I mentioned that last week. However, since I've popped down the pellets, which I didn't want to do, but needs must, it has sorted that out. So once I've finished off these this pack of pellets, I will look into organic ones and try and see what we can do to try and minimise it. I don't let the chickens in there really, so that is one thing that kind of goes for it. In the potting shed, where I do most of my seedling, as most of the seedlings are now moving out, it's clearing a bit of space. And I'm hoping to have a really big clear and tidy up in there, because it's a bit cramped and what have you, and a bit messy. So I want to have a really big tidy up there over the next very soon. Empty it out, clear it out, tidy it up, put everything back in where it needs to go, sweep it all out and all that sort of thing. And then I'm hoping to use the shelves to grow some extra peppers and things where they'll be a bit warmer, a bit higher up and what have you. So that'd be good. It basically becomes a second greenhouse, if you like. I've also got a little garden shed where I store a lot of the tools that I don't use that often, and things like the lawnmower and stuff. That needs a major sort out, and it may involve getting rid of a few tools. The veg patch is all set up, and what has been planted seems to be doing well. I haven't actually lost anything since last week. There's one courgette I'm not too sure about, but it's hanging in there. I've got some, obviously, as I said, I planted, got some more pots out there, and a few more plants need to be planted out. I've also, I sown some overwintered onions. These haven't actually bolted. Because I put them under netting, the weeds have taken over, and I need to lift all the onions and clear that space, and then got a bit more space to pot a few more plants in. Got to say, the chickens are the real workers here on the plot. They save me from a lot of weeding, the slugs and snails and everything. They've worth their weight in gold, which I know I've done entire podcasts about them, but they've saved me so much on the weeding there. It's great. Now, we're going to head down the allotment, and if I'm honest at the moment, I'm struggling to find enough time to really get on top of the weeds. I'm not going down there, it's more that the weeding is taking so long, and I've only got a few hours, but with various things on. They're just not really getting on top of everything. However, my plan is this week, I'm hoping to set everything up that I need to do at home to automatically be done during the week. So that will give me every evening, I can pop down there for an hour or two and try and get on top of the weeding. Now, this should free up a lot of time to get a lot of plants out this weekend, which will be some beans, some tomatoes, some cucamelon, and various things like that. Now, weeds are my biggest problem at the moment, and getting on top of them are hard. But that's the joys of having an allotment or a garden. Now, many of my overwintered onions are bolting, same as the shallots and even some of the garlic. So they need to be used up and put to use. I don't know why they've bolted so early, but they have. I've actually noticed on the garlic, I'm starting to get the first signs of rust. So they've got a big cut off and burnt. It's a bit late this year for rusts, but it's good. It's not as bad as previous years. My seed-sown onions seem to be growing really well. I'm debating whether to grow from seeds or from sets again, but I'm probably not going to focus so much on the overwintered ones next year. I'm going to do more of the spring-sown onions. The potatoes, they're all growing really well. They've recovered from the frosts pretty well. In fact, amazingly well. They all need earthing up, which... it's another job I've got to do. Two out of my three compost bins I have down there are full. So I'm planning to cover these with a bit of horse manure and then some weed membrane, and then plant pumpkins and melons through them so that these plants can grow in there. And just kind of maximises growing space and put something to good use, and apparently pumpkins and melons do really well growing in it. So I've never done it before. I think I've tried before and didn't get much success, but we'll see how it goes. Currently, where I have the perpetual spinach, all that spinach is bolting, and I'm slowly cutting it down and giving the spinach to the chickens because they'll eat it and they'll dig through it and what have you. Then once they're cut down, I plan to dig up all the roots, cover with a layer of manure and compost, and then cover that with another layer of weed suppressing membrane. And then I plan to grow my sweet potatoes through that. Now the sweet potatoes are currently in the potting shed and they're doing really well. I'm just hoping to beat how I did with the sweet potatoes last year by making it a bit more hotter for them. Longer term plans for the allotment. I'm considering removing all the raspberries and making new beds with new plants, but I'll buy some new canes. That's going to be later on in the year. And this is purely because where the raspberries are at the moment, they're covered in couch grass, which is really difficult to try and get off. So I want to dig up all the raspberries, dig up all the couch grass and get rid of it, make a couple of beds and then plant with new raspberries. And hopefully that will make life easier to deal with this, the weeds. I'm also planning on building a larger shed, this on a newer plot. And I'm hoping then I'll have a nice kind of allotment kitchen, somewhere with a nice little chair that I can sit down and eat breakfast, have a cup of tea, possibly record some podcasts and do some videos and that sort of thing. Just somewhere there that I can retire to, I guess. And my plan on this shed is literally build it from scratch. I got some feather board and I've drawn up designs and stuff. I've just got to get permission and think on how to do all the things and what have you. Now, with the newer half of the plot, I'm still planning on what to do with it, as to whether I have beds like I've got in the older plot where I've got the beds made out of pallets, or just to have it a bit more conventional of just completely soil and rows of vegetables. I'm not sure. I'm leaning more towards the conventional soil type, in particular to set up over the winter for next year, as I'll be there. Yeah, just then I can see how it gets on, and I can really focus on getting these raspberries clear. However, I am open to suggestions on that, so if anybody got anything they want to suggest to that, I'm all ears. Now, this year, I think water is going to be a problem. And this affects both plans, both plots, sorry. Hose pipe ban, I'm expecting, but I don't really use a hose pipe anymore. I tend to use watering cans, so that's not going to be a massive problem with me. I also try not to use mains water, especially at home. So every bit of rain I plan to save. Well, I prefer not to rain during the day. If it rains at night, I'm happy. But I spoke about that last week, so we won't worry too much about that. That being said, Wimbledon is just around the corner, and when that starts, you can guarantee it will get a few. So that's how the plots are progressing and coping. Things are going good. It's looking good. I'm pleased with it. I'll be happier if I had got more stuff sown into the ground earlier and taken you more of an all year round growing attitude, which is what I want to do. But there's always jobs in the way, and that is something I need to focus on, getting everything done. How are yours getting on? I'd love to hear from you. Let me know in the comments for the blog post for this podcast. Now, the photo competition is up and running. I've put a photo up in the forum to get the ball rolling, and I'm going to put out a blog post with all the details, and instructions and things like that. But there is a forum on the veggrowpodcast.co.uk called the 2017 photo competition. I've increased the upload limit to get your photos up, but you do need to be a member to share. That is purely to prevent spam and malicious malware and stuff like that. But membership is free, and once you've signed up, all the forum you can then upload your pictures and enter the competition and stuff, and that also makes it easier to contact you for winning and stuff. Any problems, get in touch, of course. But the member on the Veg Grower podcast, now I've set that up as a community kind of bases, and I've considered getting rid of forums in the past and stuff, but I do like them. But the member is opens up a lot of extra features, such as if you're on there and you want to create your own group, you can do that, and then you can have your own forums dedicated for your own group. There are more features that I'm researching into and going to plan to add to create a truly awesome community on the website. But any feedback from you on what you want to see on that, I will greatly appreciate. By the way, if you want to share links to your own blogs or YouTube videos, I'm pretty happy with that as well. That's fine, as I do believe it's good to share, and that's what the community I see is being all about. Okay, so I'm going to start wrapping up. Next week, the show may well come out on Tuesday, as it's a bank holiday. That will give me Monday to catch up, the entire Monday to catch up on everything. And it'll mean when I record a podcast, I'm not going to be disturbed while I'm recording. So until then, take care, and I'll speak to you again next time. Thank you.